Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band breaks go.
Atlanta Rhythm Section, bring this back. ARS, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. You can check out his the Index of Small Business Optimism there. You can also find it at smallbus.org, smallbus.org. That's his website. And my website is where you can also find the NFIB Index. He gives us permission to post it there, and you'll find it every month. Bill, thanks again for being here. Let's look into some of the other elements of your index.
Let's talk about credit.
Yeah. What's the news there?
I mean, the Fed's meeting this week, and so our guys aren't having a problem with credit at the moment. Only 2% said that was their top business issue.
And that's been the case now
for quite a while, for years.
Small businesses have been deleveraging. They're not borrowing money; they're deleveraging.
Yeah, not many of them are having trouble. Only 4% said they didn't get all the credits that they needed over the last three to 6 months. So that's about as low as it. We've had it down to 2%, I think, a few times since the things got messed up. So there's no problem there. The Fed is, of course, meeting this week to decide whether or not to raise interest rates. It won't.
And who continues to be correct on the prediction for that?
Small business radio guy.
Did you argue with me in January, Bill? I'm trying to remember. Did you argue with me about this in January?
A little bit. I think you're
surprised they waited this long, aren't you?
Yeah, their proclivity. They're all, the chairman's from Berkeley. They're all, appointed by President Obama. Right. Their philosophy is, do everything you can to try to create a job. Except, of course, on the legislative side, they're raising the minimum wage. They've got the labor relations.
Well, and don't forget the overtime rules coming in. The overtime rules come in. I remember chairman who used to say monetary can't overcome
regulatory.
Monetary can't overcome regulatory, guys. You guys got to who was it? Was it Greenspan who said to the president, you got to give me some help here.
Right. And that's the case. And of course they haven't been able to. Look what they've done and it hasn't worked. So
yeah.
But they're not going to raise rates now because remember they raised rates in December last year, and then we had 2 months of chaos in the stock market, which seems to be the only thing they care about.
That's right.
And we went down 2,000 points on the Dow, and then, of course, it came back. But
more of the oligarch, as far as I'm concerned. But and by the way, who else was correct in last year on their predictions for the interest? I'm trying to remember. Okay. Do you I'm starting to be a little bit of conspiratorialist here. Is the fix in between the Fed and Wall Street and Washington? I mean, have the rest of us out here on Main Street, are we just completely pawns in their chessboard, Bill?
Yeah, well, it certainly feels that way.
It feels that way, doesn't it? I mean, anybody would be right to feel that way, wouldn't they?
Yeah, more and more people feel that the Fed is really out of touch. Now, we know they live in their models, not in reality, and we know, their philosophy and all of that. But, they just have to quit this and start letting interest rates normalize.
Yeah. What would normalizing interest rates look like?
Well, it would be you'd have the federal funds rate at 3 rather than half.
Yeah.
But, given how the economy's been doing, growing, what the unemployment rate is.
Sure. About it, raising interest rates would not hurt small businesses.
No.
We're not borrowing money.
We have a record 65%, roughly, two-thirds who say, I have no interest in a loan.
Wall Street doesn't want Fed funds rate to be at 3%, does it?
No, because that would automatically mean that asset prices would go down.
That's right. And they'd have to actually invest in the marketplace to make a profit.
Yeah.
See, and that's not what they're doing. They're doing financial capitalism, not market capitalism.
Right. All they're doing is maintaining the Dow Jones Industrial, S&P 500 number that we know, we all know, we write about it all the time, is not reasonable. It's a fake.
There's something wrong with this picture when the
company you're valuing, USA Incorporated, is growing at 1%.
And the Dow's at new records. There's something wrong with that picture.
Right, hey, that Bill, doesn't go together.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next month. Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorite folks here on the Brain Trust. His index, the work he does, folks, is one of the gold standards in economics on the planet. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.